Good morning, everybody. As you can see, I am not pastor. I am not nearly as good looking as he is. But praise God. He is at home resting right now because we got a lot of work to do this week. So, Lord, heal him. And I got a phone call from Mom about 7:45 telling me that pastor wasn't feeling well and that do I have something in my back pocket? I was like, I checked my back pockets, and I didn't have any back pockets. So I'm like, no. But I said, you know what? I got to go because I got to get to work. So hallelujah. And, man, the word says that, man, we need to speak life in everything that we do. So that's why I was praying about what I needed to speak on this morning. That's the Lord came to me. So this teaching is called Words of Life. Amen. Let's get right into it. Let's go to Proverbs 18, verse 21, please. You know, everything we do has consequences. It's either blessing or curses in every single thing. There's nothing in between, because the in between is the devil. Y'all know that, right? Hallelujah. So Proverbs 18, verse 21. Let's do verse 20. 18, 20, and 21. Y'all ready? It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Words, 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 power-filled words. Words that build, words that tear down, words that give life, or words that bring death. The choice is ours. Every single aspect of our lives. What are we speaking? Just like when we're singing these songs up here, there's a reason we want you to sing these songs. Because you're singing life. You're bringing life. You're setting life into existence. You're prophesying life. Amen? The words of life. And when you speak bad things, words of destruction, and a man is what he eats, right? That's what he becomes. So you got to choose your words wisely. What you speak is what you eat. And death and life is in the power of the tongue. So you always got to be conscious of what you say. Amen? Hallelujah. Like I said, this is just a teaching we all know. But man, it's always good to look in the mirror. And always look at yourself and say, what can I change? Because we're always in constant changing. And we help that, man, the enemy does not change at all. He's always after us. Boom, 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 boom. Sometimes he gets under our skin. And it's for us to realize that, especially in the mirror, and say, man, that word didn't come out right. Man, I got to look in the mirror and change all that. We focus on ourselves first as far as cleaning what's in our mouth. Amen. James 3, verses 3 through 12. Man, y'all ready for this? Let's just start at verse 1, 1 through 12. Y'all ready? It says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and return their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by every small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men. We have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Blah, blah, blah. Does spring forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? The snow spring yields both salt, water, and fresh. The tongue is it's very unruly is what the word's saying. I mean, how often do we just spit stuff out without seeing it through? I mean, it spills out of my mouth once in a while. I think we're all, we all do that once in a while, but it's for us to take a step back and check ourselves, because sometimes it does happen. But you need to see it all the way through before it happens next time, because you always, it's always good to see the word comes out of your mouth, and where's that word going to lead? Does it lead to, are you lifting somebody up, or are you beating somebody down? Are you speaking life, or are you speaking death? Because, once it's unruly. Once that word gets released, it can never be taken back. You know what? You know that old child's hymn. It said, "What sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me." Man, that is such false baloney. I mean, because I can still think of things when I was a kid that was said to me that still hurts to this day. It's like, so you don't, you know, it's a stronghold. So you break that memory lie, but it's still there if you dwell upon it. Like, man. And there are certain things that it really changes your life forever, as far as things that are said to you. So if you ever think that you think you're going to speak to a brother, make sure you speak it in love and know what you're saying, and see what the consequence of that word is going to be to that person. Because you also got to see how you got to think about how you're going to say it to somebody as well, because it might not be, you might be saying that as directive as not how they're taking it. They might take offense to it. They might be hurt by it. So always watch what you say. Amen? Hallelujah. Are your words encouraging? Do we encourage others? It's very important, especially as children of God, that we encourage every single day. We're not to tear down. You always got to say stuff out of love and purity. Man, I tell you what, man, I got family members who are not walking with the Lord. And they see me every single thing I do. If I mess up one little bit upon a little word, man, it's right back at me. Oh, you're not supposed to say this. You're not supposed to say that. So that's why you always got to guard what you're saying. Always speak encouragement and love and everything that we say and do, because everybody's watching us. They're waiting for us to fall, to be honest with you. You're supposed to be the child of God. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. Well, all in all, man, I need the Lord, because that's what I used to do. I'm still a work in progress. But we're still got to work on as far as how we speak to one another. Always be encouraging. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 16, please. 27 and 28. Ooh, it's a good one. I think they're all pretty good. This one's really good. Everybody there? Y'all gonna speak it with me? All right. Proverbs 16, 27 and 28, it says, "An ungodly man digs up evil. It is on the lips like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisper separates the best of friends." Words can be like a scorching fire, separating the best of friends, stirring up anger, and providing the folly of fools. You know what a fool is, right? Man, you don't want to be the fool of somebody who doesn't guard their mouth and spews out stuff. Man, how often do we look at each other? I mean, I don't want you joke. I'm a jokester. Everybody knows that. I try to make everything fun. But there's a certain level of jokiness where you know where not to go, because you don't know how a person's going to take something. So just because I'm great friends with somebody and I can mess with that person in a sense because you know he's joking, doesn't mean that person who's hearing it, who doesn't know that person that well enough, can say that same thing. So as far as I'm joking, I got to watch what I say, because this person says that he's going to take offense. Next thing I know, I just messed up by causing strife between two people I shouldn't mean to. So when we play around and mess with people, you got to make sure that everybody's on that same page. And there are certain things that can't be said to somebody else. Does that make sense? Amen. I can mess with Paula, but y'all can't mess with Paula. Hallelujah. Right, Paula? Right. In that, hallelujah. Let's got to make this fun. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 19, please. Psalm 19. Oh, we're going to be getting somewhere. Yeah, I can't speak how vitally important it is seeing them songs up there, because, man, the Holy Spirit is not trickery, but you're speaking Bible verses in it. You're speaking life, man. You're bringing that into it. If you ever actually look at the words on the screen and look them up, you'd be surprised how much of that is based upon the Bible. Man, it's in there. I mean, there's just about every song has a Bible verse in it. Like, man, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Man, it is so cool in that, because, I mean, this is the word. And if it's in the song, that means you're speaking life. And, man, I mean, you got to sow your way out of everything. That's what we're taught here, right? So. We should be professional sowers. I mean, honestly, you got to sow your way out. You're going to go through it. Don't get me wrong. Everybody goes through it. If somebody's not going through it as much as I am, I'll give you some of my stuff. No problem. But you got to sow your way out of it. And Pastor says, you got to keep going through it. Don't stop in the middle of it. Sow your way out. If you're going through something, you sing that song even louder. You do what you got to do. Amen? Where am I at? I'm not here. I'm in Psalm 90. Hallelujah. The apple does not fall from the tree. Psalm 19. Let's do Psalm 19. We're going to read everything. I should say Psalm 119. We'll read everything. We'll be here for a while. But we're not going to do that today. Psalm 19, 1 through 14. Everybody ready? It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold." Yes, much more than fine gold. "Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. And in keeping them, is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Our thinking shapes our words. Man, when you're constantly in, got that connection with the Lord, always a constant connection, always keep that connection. You're always thinking of the Lord, always thinking of things that the Lord would say, things that the Lord would do. That's the meditation of your heart. We want to speak what the Lord would speak. And we want to be acceptable in his sight because we're his children. He wants us to be perfected in him and be like Jesus. Man, that's all. I want the words come out of my mouth be acceptable, and say, you know what? When all said and done, you know, come on in, good faithful servant. And we want to speak love. We want to speak life. Always being encouraging to each one another. Amen. And it's always super important that we put the Lord first in everything we do. Always keep that connection, keep that meditation in your heart, so you speak good things. Because man, I you're supposed to wake up. I do anyway. Every morning I have a different song in my heart. I wake up singing. And it's like, boom, it's like, wow, man, where'd that song come from? But, you know, hallelujah. So I got this in my head, you know, all day. But it's the meditation in my heart. That's what it's there. You got constant communication. And usually, because if that's in your thought process, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Amen? So your thought process all of a sudden is thinking negative, nasty things. There's a really good chance that you're going to be spewing out nasty and negative things. But if the meditation of your heart is based upon the Lord, you're going to be speaking love and life. Amen? And like I said, we're all works in progress. Not one of us has made that yet, but we'll want to strive for that. I mean, I'm saying it does happen. That's why we look in the mirror and cast that stuff out, because things do pop up. Because we're all, what's that famous line? Welcome to the earth. Okay, just because we're safe in this wonderful cul-de-sac here, because we are completely covered, doesn't mean that we go past that stop sign out there that things don't jump on us, because it does. It most, especially the guys who are out there working right now, they can fast say, wow, man, that world hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten worse. That's why you keep the meditation of your heart, be accepting on his side, because when you're thinking about him, good things come out of your mouth. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 4. We're going to be reading verses 25 through 32. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that I may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. See, this is what we said, seeing it through. See what you speak before you speak it. How vitally important that is. I mean, that is that wonderful, wonderful art of responding, reacting. It is a practice. It takes practice. It takes discipline. It takes obedience to always respond. It's speak things through. See it through. What is my saying? Is it going to affect others? It's either to the left or to the right. And everything we say or do. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 21, please. 23. Ooh, yeah. There are so many good things in Proverbs. We could be here all day. But we're not. Hallelujah. So Proverbs 21:23. It reads, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Amen. We can choose to use the power of the tongue to constructively build others up or tear them down. It only takes a few words to hurt someone, and sometimes them scars may never disappear. There's always going to be troubles in what we say or do, and everything that we do. So watch your mouth. Guard your mouth. Don't let it be unruly. If the more discipline and obedience you show in Christ, the more you have over your mouth as well, and your tongue. Amen? Let's go to the book of Colossians, please. Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6. It says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. So I am also in chains, in chains, not change, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, season with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So that's as I said before. When we're always meditating on the word, we're always going to find that the right things to say. And it goes back to reacting and responding, as we said before. Amen. That's what that means. Joshua 1, verse 8. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all according to that is written in it. Do not let words entangle your vision, Your words can act as an accelerant to guide your destiny, or they can serve as an obstacle that'll block your path. Choose to speak and confess God's word, everything that we say and do, and you're going to be okay. Amen. This is, you know, everything that God says is a commandment. It says it right here, and we got to obey it. Amen. Philippians 2, 12 through 16. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do it for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked generation, perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I may have not run in vain or labored in vain. We are to be the light in the world. We need to be the word of life. We represent the word of life. Everything that we say and do should be for the light. And the light is Jesus. Now, do we want Jesus in everything that we do? We've got to act like it. It starts with what comes out of your mouth. Amen? I mean, you got your brother beside you, man. You're not always going to get along. But are you going to kick him down? Are you going to, when the time arises, because you do butt heads, y'all going to pray it out? Are you just going to argue and walk away from another and stir up strife for the next 3-4 days? Are you going to squash it as it happens? Because, man, we always have disagreements. That happens, but it's how we present it to fix one another. Is how it shows the character of Christ upon our lives. And what are we going to do? Are you going to say, okay, man, well, let's talk this out. We didn't agree with this. Man, I'm sorry, you know, a lot of things can be squashed right then and there, because most things I look at the arguments, it's not even worth arguing over, to be honest with you. It's just our selfish ambitions. Our, our pride gets in the way. But when we take the step back, get out of ourselves, and realize what the argument or whatever is being about, and you get back to the basics of being a Christian, it means forgiveness upon everything. And does hug it out and talk it out in everything that we do. Well, we are representatives of Jesus. And it starts with your house. And how can you represent Jesus out in the world and you can't represent it in your own house? I mean, there's a reason why you guys get room together. Because you're supposed to go through it in that house, to battle through it. So you learn when you get out there how to respond to certain situations. I mean, you guys are very fortunate you didn't have no foreman. Because that foreman, man, was brutal. You learned real quick about the foreman bedroom. I mean, you guys... Is that you had to share a bath with all these guys, plus you had four guys in one room. You'd real quick, anger pops up. But how are you going to squash it? How are you going to learn from it? Are you going to speak life, or are you going to speak down upon that person? That's how you learn real quick. So you guys learn it in your house how to speak to one another properly, because words can kill and words can bring life. Amen. Proverbs 11, verse 12 and 13. Boy, we've all been on this one. How many times have we been guilty of this one? Hallelujah. Proverbs 11, verses 12 and 13 says, "He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter." How often do we get caught up in gossip? Gossip about one another when we should just keep our mouths shut. Honestly, man, I mean, you're chitter chattering about somebody, and some other brother hears it, and next thing you know, man, you're causing division, you're causing strife. Man, when you're gossiping, is it really worth the gossip? Watch what you say around people. Point blank, man. If you can't say it in front of somebody's face, there's probably a good chance you shouldn't be saying it to begin with. Right? Amen. Let's go to, since we're in Proverbs, Let's do in Proverbs 6 real quick. 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to run to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, the one who sows discord among brethren. Man, don't be no storyteller. Speak the truth. Now, man, I have so many people who tell me a story and they go into it and they add all these different things to come to find out, do a little researching. Not a single thing was true. I'm like, it didn't even start. It started out with him walking out the door. That was the only truth he ever said. So watch what you speak. I mean, speaking lies brings a curse on yourself. And there's nothing worse than lying, than having to remember the lie to begin with. Because once you forget the lie, man, then you're really called as a liar. So it's always better to speak the truth in everything you do. You ain't got to worry about it. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go back to the book of James, 13 through 16. It says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. As he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. And everything that we need to do, we need to confess our sins and our trespasses to one another. Pray for one another. That means speaking life. You know, we're called to heal the sick. You can't heal the sick without speaking it. You got to prophesy that stuff in. You know, a lot of times, you know, healing is a process, but still, we pray it out. Apply blood. We got to be first strikers in everything we do. That means speaking life. Super important to turn back the enemies. Because Satan's not giving up, man. It's for us to be that first striker and speak it out. Speak stuff into existence and speak the stuff down. Back to hell where it belongs. Apply the blood. Slap the blood, right? And that's what we do. We slap the blood. Slap the blood on that stuff, man. Yeah, speak it. Speak it out. It doesn't say think it. It says speak it. Amen? I'm going to close at Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. For they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. Amen. What you speak matters to God. He has a story for us to tell. It's called the gospel, which means good news. The good news is that a son is all the grace anyone could ever need to overcome death and find a full and eternal life with a loving dad. It's up to us to spread this and speak the word of life to everything that we do. Amen. So I encourage everybody to get in the mirror and practice it, man. Amen. If you're struggling with something, if you got nothing good to say, don't say it. Man, if you're upset with somebody, if you feel your words are gonna come out not edifying, go in your prayer closet and pray to your Father and ask him, say, well, how do I approach this the proper way? Meditate on him, and he'll give you the proper words to speak. Because it says in the Bible, it says, be angry. You can be angry, but don't sin. It's okay to be upset with somebody, but everything your word has, what your words come out is life and death. It's always going to be, it's either going to be a stumbling block of somebody, you're going to lift somebody up and encourage somebody. What are the words of life you're speaking? Amen? So, Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us, Lord. We pray that you help guard our mouths, Lord, and let us speak what you would have us speak, Lord. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Prepare your hearts for communion.